Welcome to Standing Strong Ministries podcast with Dr. Sean Strong. We hope that you are encouraged by today's message.
Welcome to Stronger Every Day, where we love the Word of God just like we love our coffee, strong and fresh, and the Lord always has your miracle in mind. I'm so glad that you're joining us here today on the show. I hope that you are having an incredible Wednesday. Tonight is church night. If you've got a local church that has a Wednesday night Bible study or a Wednesday night church, remember to get out. Support your local church. Support your pastor. Support all of your friends and your family. And we hope you're having just a great Wednesday. We know God is richly doing some great things. Do me a favor. If you've not had a chance to download our app, do so, please. And what we want you to do is we want you to download that in the Google Play or the Apple App Store. Now, this is real important that you understand. Please enable the push notifications. When you do that, you get notifications about the show, prayer requests, revival meetings, itinerary, all kinds of things on that app. And it'll really help you kind of stay connected with us. And I really think it would bless you, strengthen you, and help you a lot. And I hope that you'll do that and just really stay connected with us on a personal level. And so hope you're having a great day. Man, grab your coffee. And we want to make sure that you are ready to go. And I've just been excited about this series. And it's been really a really great thing. I've learned a lot, and God's poured into me a lot personally, and He's going to pour into you. And so day one, we talked about seeking God for who He is. Then we talked about seeking God's kingdom and His righteousness. Then we talked about seeking God's counsel. Don't make Him the last priority, make Him the first priority. Then we talked about seeking God with our whole heart yesterday. And today, I want to continue our series in seeking God's presence. Seek God's presence. And our main scripture, our main text is out of Psalms 14, verse number 2. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men. That means you and I. He's looking everywhere. And He's saying this, to see if there were any that didn't understand and seek God. And so, man, he's looking for people to seek Him. And today, I want to talk to you guys about seeking God's presence. So type that in the comment section. And I want to talk to you today, you personally, about seeking the Lord's presence. And so I want to give you some things that I think happens when we begin to seek the Lord's presence, when we get into His presence and we're seeking who He is and we're seeking, you know, His tangible presence. I've noticed that some things begin to happen. And I want to say some of these, and I want to say this out of a heart of love. These do not mean to be deconstructive criticism, but constructive criticism. And I want you to be encouraged today, because in His presence, I believe He exposes our sin. You know, and you know, that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. You know, God begins to just wipe away all of the fakeness, all of the weariness of life, all of the pain and the struggle, and it gets down to the nitty-gritty in us personally. You know, in a culture who is so good at, you know, a culture that is so good at pointing the blame and pointing the finger at everyone else, I'm reminded of what Jesus said. He said, you know, take care of the splinter in your own eye before you get focused on someone else's. And so I really feel like that, He uncovers that sin. He exposes the sin that's keeping us separated. And I think that's a big thing. I think that that's a huge thing in the Lord's presence. Here's the next thing that I begin to find out when we seek the Lord's presence. He reassures our redemption. You know, a lot of times I feel like, especially in this generation, you know, we wonder why people aren't very faithful, don't stay very faithful to us, Don't stay, connected with the local church, connected with church family. And, there's so many reasons for that. And I understand that there are real reasons, you know, that people, you know, don't get attracted to, you know, church family and people in the church family. One of the things that I notice is I really feel like that a lot of times we're lacking affirmation. We're lacking, you know, knowing who we are in Christ. And one of the things that I just like to constantly remind myself of, man, Jesus redeemed me. Jesus loved me enough to send his only son and redeem my life. And I want to encourage you today, and I want to tell you that he has a redeeming factor through the blood of Jesus Christ, that you and I are changed forever by that blood. He's redeemed us. He has wiped away every ounce of sin. The moment that we came and asked for him to, you know, forgive us of our sins, man, he redeems us. He keeps us reassured of that redemption in the Lord's presence. And so that's a powerful thing. And then I think after he reassures us of our redemption, I believe that when we seek his presence, something powerful happens. We find personal revival. You know, I'm really encouraged. I know that the Lord wants to, I know we're all praying for, you know, supernatural revival to go all over the world. I believe that we're believing that. Salvation, you know, lost souls. I believe we're believing for those things. But you know what I want to experience beyond salvation, beyond corporate revival? I want to experience personal revival. I want you to think about that just for a second. What does personal revival look like to you? You know, for me, I think it makes me passionate in prayer. It makes me, you know, going after his presence on a personal daily basis. Walking in the love of God greater than I did yesterday. Personal revival means to me, you know, not just using the gifts in the local church, but using the gifts in Walmart, in Dollar General, in a place where there's a lost and dying world. I feel like if we could just, you know, get personal revival, how many people could be impacted by that if we would just get lost in seeking God's presence and experience personal revival. Wow, I think that's a real valuable concept. I think another thing that happens when we seek the Lord is it squashes our pride. You know, it gets rid of our personal pride. You know, the Bible says, if we could humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. You know, I want to say this, and I want to encourage you with this. I think there's something missing a lot from Christians in general. And I really feel like it's something that we need to hear is the lack of humility. And, you know, the Bible says that if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray. And I've often thought about this. You know, have you ever wondered that when you read that scripture, just the first line of that scripture, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves, have you ever thought that maybe the reason that we're not praying as often as we should is we're not humbling ourselves? Now, I know that's not, you know, in every situation and in every case, I understand that. But I think a lot of us don't really have a prayer life because we've not put ourselves in a humble position to call on the Lord on a consistent basis. Now, you and I both know there's targeted prayer and then there's just praying. And what I mean by targeted prayer is this: setting aside a time to humble ourselves, come into the presence of the Lord while we're seeking him, while we're looking to him for our answers, and really knowing that God can touch us, strengthen us, encourage us, and we could humble ourselves, and how much further we would be in that. So, you know, if you agree with that, type amen in the comments right now. And here's another thing. I believe that in His presence, when we're seeking the Lord, we begin to find purpose. We begin to find purpose. You know, there's nothing worse than getting up every day and not knowing you have a purpose. Not knowing that you're living for a purpose, for a divine, serving a divine God with a divine call, living out of the divine purpose. And I really believe we need to find purpose. You know, there's a reason you get up every day. What's the number one reason? Man, to find God, to seek His presence, to seek Him with my whole heart, and then to tell the world about the lost and dying world, about a Jesus, a King that sent His only begotten Son that would die for you and I. What a privilege, what a purpose. What a purpose you have to tell someone what God has done for you personally. You know, I often think that a lot of times the reason we're not finding a purpose is we're not looking for moments that God has for us to share the gospel, you know, with those people around us. I think that's a powerful purpose. You know, getting up and honoring your wife, loving your children, helping your community, building relationships. Those are purposeful things. And, I feel like that the Lord, you know, needs us to realize that we're not just here to exist. Think about this. So many times, you know, if you were in church, just picture this. If you're in church and you stand up and you turn around and you look where your rumpus, your hind part has been sitting. If you really look at that cushion, you'll find out something. That's not your real purpose. Your real purpose is to take the gospel, to take the love of Jesus outside of the four walls of that church and hopefully get an opportunity to share with someone that doesn't know Him, that doesn't have the same privilege that you do worshiping God every day. What a purpose. And here's another thing that happens when I think we seek God's presence. We begin to become close with Him. I travel most of my life. And, my wife gets to travel with me some, not as often as we would like together. But, when I'm at home and I'm watching a television show with her, or I'm in the room with her, and or I'm laying next to her as we're sleeping, you know, there's not a greater feeling than feeling close to her. I love that feeling close to my wife and feeling close to, feeling close to her, just being there in the room with her. And, you know, I think a lot of times Christians, you and I, as sons and daughters of God, we begin to, undervalue or, not really appreciate what it means just to feel close to Jesus. I want you to feel close to Jesus. I want you to feel close to Him. I want Him to be in the room with you. I want Him to be in the room, when you're needing Him. I want Him to be in the car with you. I want you to feel, His presence, His tangible anointing. I want you to feel that. And then the most important thing that I feel like that we gain from seeking His presence is we stay in love with our first love. You know, I want to encourage you with something today. You know, I'm about to be, I think, 45 years old in this July. I'm 44. I think I'm going to be 45. And I'm learning that life moves so quickly. It happens so fast. It's like a snap of a finger and a year has already passed. We're already in April of 2024. And I want you to think about this. How many days have we went by and not really thought about how in love we are with Jesus? And I think that only comes by one way, seeking His presence, falling in love with. You know, there was an old song back in the day. I'm falling in love with Him over and over and over and over again. I'm falling in love with him, falling in love with him, over and over again. I keep falling in love with him, falling in love with him, over and over again. I keep falling in love with him, falling in love with him, over and over again. You know, I think we need to do that today. Fall back in love with Jesus. You can do that by seeking his presence. I just want to fall in love with him. I want to encourage you today. Seek God's presence. Seek him with your whole heart. Fall back in love with him. Do me a favor. Like, follow, or subscribe to this channel. And encourage your friends by sharing this show with everyone you can. We love you. We honor you. And we're so glad that God has something supernatural and powerful for your life today. We love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Stronger Every Day. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you were encouraged by today's message. If you would like to partner with us monthly or sow a seed into our ministry, you can download the Standing Strong Ministries app on Google Play or the App Store, or you can send it to Post Office Box 602, Lebanon, Missouri, 65536. Thank you and have a wonderful day.